This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive, and it's Name Your Price tool. Say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show coverage options within your budget. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. Columbia University is giving protesting students a deadline. The school says they have until 2 p.m. Eastern to clear their encampment protesting Israel's war on Hamas and Gaza or face suspension. NPR's Brian Mann is there.
Things have been calm here at Columbia University in New York City, but now campus officials have issued an ultimatum for students to leave the encampment by 2 p.m. They're saying that students will have to identify themselves as they depart this protest, and they will then be offered some kind of alternative disciplinary action. What campus officials are saying is that students who don't agree to leave voluntarily now will face much stricter response going forward.
The protest encampment at Columbia has sparked similar demonstrations at schools around the country. The number of arrests now tops 900. The International Criminal Court is being closely watched today following reports that it may issue arrest warrants for senior Israeli leaders, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, on charges related to the war against Hamas in Gaza. The ICC also reported to be considering arrest warrants for Hamas leaders. The ICC has been investigating Hamas's October 7th attack and Israel's military offensive in Gaza, which is now in its seventh month. Lawmakers in Congress have reached a deal to boost staffing at the Federal Aviation Administration. NPR's Joel Rose reports on that bipartisan bill, which would reauthorize the FAA for 5 years.
U.S. House and Senate negotiators say they've reached an agreement that will allow the FAA to hire more air traffic controllers and deploy new technology to avoid close calls on runways. But the deal will not increase the airline pilot retirement age to 67, as some Republican lawmakers had urged, keeping it instead at the current 65. The bill prohibits airlines from charging fees for families to sit together. It requires airplanes to be equipped with 25-hour cockpit recorders, something safety advocates had been seeking. And it would add 5 daily direct flights from Washington Reagan National Airport, an issue that has divided lawmakers and the airlines that serve the region. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.
Following passage of the foreign aid bill, a group of 5 House Democrats want to turn to border security. Washington Representative Marie Glusenkamp-Paris is among them.
I don't think it's a question of stemming immigration. I mean, immigration itself is not the problem. The problem is that the U.S. does not have operational control of the southern border.
The group of Democrats urging President Biden to use his authority to more quickly remove migrants and are calling on Congress to pass a law allowing border officials to rapidly expel asylum seekers. Republicans are making border security a top issue heading into the November election. The Biden administration is reported to be weighing what actions to take. This is NPR News. The Supreme Court has rejected an appeal from Tesla CEO Elon Musk over a settlement with security regulators that requires him to get approval in advance for some tweets that relate to Tesla. The court today left in place lower court rulings against Musk. Tweets Musk posted in 2018 in which he claimed to have secured funding to take Tesla private caused share prices to jump and led to a temporary halt in trading Tesla shares. Are advancing today on Wall Street. Musk arrived yesterday in China to meet with top government leaders amid tensions over the new U.S. foreign aid legislation. China says it has created serious obstacles between the two nations. It includes military aid for Taiwan, which Beijing considers part of China. NPR's John Ruich reports that China is urging the U.S. not to implement the measure.
Most of the $95 billion aid package will go to Ukraine, which is running low on ammunition in the war with Russia. Israel will also get a sizable chunk of it, and nearly $2 billion is earmarked for Taiwan. The fate of Taiwan is at the center of U.S.-China ties. For decades, the U.S. has been a regular supplier of arms to the self-governed island, something that China's ruling Communist Party has long opposed. Beijing has said it wants to, quote, reunify with Taiwan and has refused to renounce the possible use of force. Asked about the aid package, a Chinese foreign ministry spokesperson said China will have to take actions to safeguard its national sovereignty. John Ruich, NPR News, Shanghai.
On Wall Street night now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 117 points. The S&P 500 is up 14. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Edward Jones. What is rich? Maybe it's less about reaching a magic number and more about discovering the magic in life. Edward Jones Financial Advisors are people you can count on for financial strategies that help support a life you love. Edward Jones, member SIPC.